The resignation of Robert Mugabe as president of Zimbabwe has resonated across the region and the wider international community. The veteran leader, who is 93, led his country from independence in 1980 and was the world's oldest head of state. The news of his resignation late yesterday sparked scenes of jubilation in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, with thousands of cheering people pouring into the streets within minutes of the announcement. Alpha Conde, president of the African Union, said it is a shame Mugabe had to leave through the back door. UK Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said on Twitter he does not regret Mugabe's downfall, calling the resignation a moment of hope for the people of Zimbabwe. The United States State Department released a statement congratulating the people of Zimbabwe. There was no immediate comment from the government in neighboring South Africa, the region's economic hub, but Antonio Guterres, the United Nations Secretary General, encouraged Zimbabweans to maintain calm and restraint after Mugabe's resignation. His departure came days after a surprise military takeover amid a power struggle within the ruling ZANU-PF party and unprecedented mass public protests calling for Mugabe to stand down. Meanwhile, economist Davi Ruit says the financial markets have responded positively to Robert Mugabe's resignation. Ruit says although people might invest in Zimbabwe, this is, however, not an end to their problems. He says the next head of state has a huge task ahead of them to make sure that trust is re-established in the Zimbabwean economy.
It will take many, many years before Zimbabwe is what it used to be. And the first thing that I think needs to happen is for the new political leadership to get the trust of local and international investors. Unfortunately, so far, it is pretty much more of the same because we haven't seen a wholesale change in the political elite in Zimbabwe. We've only seen a change in the presidency in Zimbabwe. And before, I think, international investors will look at Zimbabwe again as a serious investment destination, there need to be a wholesale change in the political elite.
Ruit says the new political leadership will have to work tirelessly to get the trust of both the local and international investors. And all initiation-related activities across Gauteng have been suspended until December 2018, the Commission for the Rights of Cultural, Religious and Linguistic Communities announced yesterday. The Commission's chair, Toko Mkwanzani Nguluva, said they need to tighten things up in Gauteng as things have gone way overboard. He spoke at the release of a report on the Commission's investigation into deaths and injuries at initiation schools around the country. Some of the activities that were uncovered in Gauteng included initiation schools operating illegally, families being charged exorbitant amounts of money, kidnappings and initiation taking place without parental consent. Initiation ceremonies in the province are generally held in June. Nkwazani Ngaluva said some initiates have gone for initiation and returned as animals who attacked their parents. He noted that the issues raised were not to do with the process of initiation itself, but the criminality around some of the ceremonies. A team has been established to ensure that the suspension is observed by all parties. Your top story at this hour, the resignation of Robert Mugabe as president of Zimbabwe has resonated across the region and the wider international community. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.